guys. Welcome back to another episode of The Mary Valone Show. I'm your host, Mary Valone, and you're listening to episode 84. Today, we're talking about how to become an unshakable optimist. I think optimism is obviously a really, really, really good thing. Studies show that, you know, if you're more optimistic, you have a healthier heart, you have a better capability of handling stress, you have lower risk of stroke and all kinds of other diseases, but it's obviously a really good thing to be optimistic. So we want to talk about, how to become an unshakable optimist, not just an optimist, but somebody who can't be knocked down. And we all get hit every now and again where it's hard to stay optimistic when things just seem to be like it's pounding at you at every direction. And this last week, if you followed me on social media, you probably saw that I was in Hawaii, and I was doing some work with a nonprofit there. And you know, Hurricane Lane started to come our way, and so I thought it was really crazy because all of a sudden everybody was concerned about where I was and what I was doing. And normally, when I travel, I don't usually get a whole lot of attention about the fact that I'm on the road. But my mom was freaking out, and my in-laws were freaking out, and everybody was concerned that I was, you know, in the middle of harm's way. And here I was on the island of Oahu and was enjoying my time and just really touring the island. So I really wasn't in harm's way in my mind. I was pretty optimistic that things are going to be okay, and I was in good company and I was safe. So it did turn out that the hurricane did move away from Oahu, and they got hit with a tropical storm, but all is well, and it appears as though they are safe. Now, the northeastern part of the big island of Hawaii did get hit with a lot of flooding, and so Hilo is definitely getting hit with the disaster of this storm. So they are, you know, like not totally in the clear. But the thing is that it's always interesting to me because when something like this happens, I typically don't get too concerned. I'm not stressed. I was trying to figure out how to get home though, because my flight was on Thursday my flight was on Friday. And the storm was supposed to hit Friday morning. So I knew I either needed to leave early or I needed to stick around a couple more days and hang out with this storm. So I did leave a few hours early and left on Thursday evening, flew from Honolulu to Kona and then to Phoenix and then back home to St. Louis. So it was a very long day and I'm just finally getting caught up on my sleep. But the great thing about all this was just the fact that it was just really interesting to watch how people respond. You know, how do people respond when something like a disaster or something, just, you know, something in the future that could cause trouble? What do we do and how do we react to situations and circumstances like that? And so last week we talked through the power of being for something, and I think that we can be for optimism. I think we can choose to be optimistic and choose to not be pessimistic. So I don't think that in the world that we live in that we necessarily have to lean into all the negativity that's going on with the media and with family or with friends or people who naturally just have a tendency to lean towards a negative perspective. I don't think that we have to take that on. I do believe that we can surround ourselves with really positive people and that we can, you know, be realistic, but also be very positive and optimistic. So I like to always give the definition of the primary word that we're talking about on the podcast. And today we're talking about optimism. So the definition of optimism is hopefulness and confidence about the future or the successful outcome of something. And don't we all want to be hopeful and confident about the funds that we're raising? You know, we can be optimistic about our future, about the changes that we're going to make in other people's lives. And we can be for that. We can be for that positive response. So today I'm going to give you a top 10 list of how to become an unshakable optimist. And these 10 items actually came from a book that is called Contagious Optimism. And the gentleman who wrote this book, David Mezepel, believes that optimism can be contagious. And there's certain things that we can do in our lives that could actually create optimism. So I'm going to jump in and share those tips with you, those ideas. So, okay, the first one is gratitude and being appreciative for every dollar that comes into your cause, for every life that's being transformed or changed or impacted, for every volunteer who comes into your organization. You know, how easy is it for us to be to go through all the work of asking somebody for funds, and then they give a donation that is less than what we had anticipated. You know, maybe you wanted to, you know, you would ask somebody to give $100 a month, and in return, they decided that they were going to give $50. And you just felt like, oh, well, that was disappointing. And you immediately moved towards pessimism that you had wished that they would have given $100 and they didn't. And now, oh, you're just disappointed, you know? But what if you could just immediately flip on the switch and start to say, they could have given us nothing. They could have given us absolutely nothing, and now they're giving $50 a month. That is incredible, you know? And so it is our choice as to whether or not we're going to decide to look at that as a really positive thing and be grateful for every dollar that comes in, or we're going to choose to be upset because we had hoped that somebody would give a lot more than they did. I get really upset. This is one of my pet peeves, is when you come across somebody who has the ability to give a large donation. They just, on the outside, looking in, they just appear to have a lot of money. Maybe they make, you know, a significant amount, hundreds of thousands of dollars, maybe even millions of dollars. And so you think, oh, wow, look what they could do for our organization. Look what they could do for our cause if only they would just give. And so we think, well, they've got all this money there. They're definitely going to give us this huge amount of money. Well, and then they don't. And then we're upset, or we are, you know, we're immediately like, why didn't they do it? You know, why didn't they give to us? But the thing is that what you ask for and what you expect doesn't mean that that's what's going to happen. Just because you love your cause and the work that you're doing doesn't mean that other people understand fully what you're going to do with the money. So you have to remain grateful in every circumstance. I know that that's just a thing that a ton of people, you know, when it comes to studies and when you look at people who are especially successful or they're wealthy, whatever the thing is in their life that you're looking for, gratitude is a very key pillar. This is one of those essential parts to optimism. So if we can learn how to be grateful, and this is really a practice, it takes time to really take this in and really implement it into our lives. So every morning, a lot of people create, you know, in their journals, a place to write what they're grateful for, and not just grateful for another day or grateful for the pen that they're writing with or something like that, but like, you know, really grateful for something that's going on in your world. And one of the things that I started to do is actually write down in my journal every morning three things that I'm grateful for that happened yesterday, because it helps me a lot to like think about circumstances that happened. And so I can say, ah, I'm grateful for the conversation that I had with this individual that I didn't anticipate that I would have that conversation, or, you know, the opportunity to connect with somebody or to have a, you know, any sort of conversation is always big for me because that's just what brings me joy. But also, you know, that going and actually working out, I told you guys that I'm trying really hard to be healthier and to live add exercise into my life, you know, so being grateful for the fact that I actually went and did that thing and went and worked out or got in a walk during the day. So you can start to see that there's like so many things that you can be grateful for. But fixating on the positive things and fixating on the things that went well yesterday versus the things that didn't will really help you become an unshakable optimist. So gratitude is number one. Number two is being willing to share your story. You know, so I talk about storytelling and how important it is, but being able to tell your story, whether it's positive or negative, will really help you become a more unshakable optimist. So I think sometimes we think that we don't have to, share some of the failures or share the things that maybe aren't so positive in our life. But really, to be honest, being able to share those dark times will create a more optimistic deterministic evaluation for you. You'll be able to look at those times and be like, okay, that makes sense why I went through that. That makes sense that this was the thing that came out of that circumstance that's really positive. You know, I think through some of the things that were not so fun that I had to go through, you know, the loss of my dad. I'll just use that one. You know, in 2013, my dad passed away from cancer, and immediately I had this story of loss. And it sounds really negative and something that you wouldn't necessarily want to share, but it brings me a lot of joy to talk about my dad with other people. You know, so on the plane ride to Hawaii earlier this week, I was sitting next to a woman and we were talking about my dad, and she had just lost her dad as well. And so it was really fresh for her, and you could tell that she was going through a lot with it. And I just thought to myself, I'm like, what a joy it is for me to be able to share my story about the loss of my dad with this woman who has just recently lost her dad. And yeah, it was dark. It was probably something that I could have gone a really negative way and said, no, I don't want to share that story. I don't want to dig deep and have that kind of conversation with somebody that I don't even know. But I could tell she was going through something that was really hard. And I thought that, I mean, who am I? Here I am saying, like, giving her permission to grieve. But I was like, you know, take the time. I was like, when I went through the loss of my dad, I remember being in such a dark place, like as far as like feeling like I was in a fog. And when I went to the doctor, I even said, I feel like I might be in a depression. Like, I don't even know what's going on because I've never felt these kinds of emotions before. So it was hard to stay, you know, really positive because I was trying to figure out what was going on. But here, you know, thinking about being optimistic and sharing these stories with people, I think, you know, that it's really healing for us to share our stories, good or bad, with other people. And I've shared with you guys a lot of stories about, you know, being able to raise a lot of money and then times where I didn't raise a whole lot of money. And I've tried a lot of things that have been extreme failures on a sheet of paper, but I was able to take those experiences, learn from them, grow from them, and create really successful fundraisers out of it. You know, so those dark times, you might be in one of those right now where you're like, everything I do just seems like it's just not turning into anything. Well, trust me, this season will pass and you'll be on to the next thing, and you'll be looking back at this season and be like, that was tough, but you know what? It made me a better person and it got me through this season into the new season that I was working towards. So being hopeful and confident about the direction that you're going is really important for you right now. So the third thing is being able to forgive. You know, I think sometimes we hold on to things in our past that, you know, really weigh us down. And so it's, you know, forgiveness, a lot of people say that forgiveness isn't about the other person. It's about us. You know, so when we're able to forgive somebody else around something that went on, it's all about us. I mean, being able to let that go and to release it is really important for us, you know? So, you know, I have some circumstances, some things in my life where somebody hurt me and I've had to walk through that and be able just to say that I forgive them, and they don't know that I've forgiven them, but I have. And the thing is that that's about me. That's about my situation and my circumstance, not about theirs. And so I don't want to hold any grudge or any weight. I don't think that our life has space for that. And I got too much stuff I got to get done for me to carry a grudge or to be upset with somebody else. So I try really hard to let things go quickly. Of course, things carry emotion and it's hard to let that emotion go. But at the same time, I think that being able to verbally say that you forgive somebody is important. And if you're holding something right now, I do encourage you to, for your own sake, be able to forgive whoever that is, or forgive whether it's a previous job or a volunteer or a donor or a family member or friend, whoever it is. If you feel like there's some weight around that person or that circumstance, I would really recommend that you look towards letting that go. So that was number three, the ability to forgive. Number four is being a good listener. You know, sometimes we let our minds go in so many different directions that we're not paying attention at all to the person who's talking to us. But being a good listener allows us to gain a lot of knowledge. You know, when you're talking to donors and you're talking to people who are potential donors to your cause, if you just listen to them, they'll tell you everything you need to know. So when they tell you why they financially give, they share why they care about your cause. All you have to do is ask the right questions and people will share pretty much anything that you ask. I mean, I know sometimes people will hold back maybe some of the details, but maybe that's just because they don't even know themselves why they're doing it, you know? But for the most part, people will share all those details, which will give you information about how to be more knowledgeable about sharing the message with them. So you'll be able to create better print materials. You'll be able to create better posts on your social media sites because you're paying attention and listening. So shut down the noise in your voice, you know, in your head, and be able to actually listen to the person and to the people that you surround yourself with. So that's number four. Number five is being able to turn envy and jealousy into energy. You know, it's so easy for us in the nonprofit world to see success in other people. Being able to see, oh, so-and-so or that cause or that person, they're just raising money left and right. And it just seems like it's so easy. And all of a sudden we start to become jealous of what they have or envious of their situation, you know, and we start wondering why can't we have that? Why can't we have what they have? And instead of focusing on what you don't have, instead of focusing on the lack, why don't you focus on building that and creating an energy around it? So whenever I see somebody who's doing really well, I'm really excited for them because if they're successful, that means there's a way. So if I see that somebody else is doing a really good job, I just want to lean in more. I want to find out why. You know, why is somebody, why are they seeing success? What are they doing? How are they saying it? Maybe they're sharing their message in a way that I could really learn from that, replicate it, and turn it into something that could create success for me. So that envy and jealousy can so easily turn into this great energy and drive for you. So if you find yourself being envious or jealous, step back, find out why you're doing it, and immediately lean in and say, you know what, I could find out what they're doing and turn that into something that's really successful for us. Okay, so that we're on to number six. And number six is to smile more. Okay, so as I was leaving Hawaii, it was crazy. One of the security guys, he saw me, and I went to the wrong terminal when I left and ended up having to go to a different terminal because I was flying American Airlines. And then they were like, oh, no, you're flying to Kona, so that means you're flying Hawaiian Airlines. And so you got to go back to a different terminal. So I just had to walk like 10, 15 minutes back to a different terminal. And as I walked in and I'm, you know, smiling. And as I walk in, the security guy says, he's like, you look way too happy to be leaving Hawaii. And of course the sirens are going for this hurricane that's coming their way. And he probably thought, oh, you're just happy because you're getting the heck out of Dodge. You know, you're getting out of here. But the thing was, is that I was just like, I'm just happy. Like, I just was enjoying the day. I was thinking about my travel to go to Kona and immediately was thinking, I knew the Big Island was getting hit with this storm as well, but I thought, oh, I've never been to Kona. And so this is kind of cool that I get to go to the Big Island and see just a little bit from possibly from the plane as we're landing. It was a really super short flight from Honolulu to Kona. So I was pretty happy just to be there and to be safe and that nothing had hit. And you know, I don't know, just positive, just optimistic, you know, about the whole circumstance. But it was funny that he made a reference to me smiling and just being generally happy. But the thing about smiling is that it actually releases a chemical in your body called serotonin. And serotonin is often called the happy drug, the happy hormone. And so when you smile versus having no expression on your face or frowning or being a bit grumpy, that smile does make a difference. And even right now, as you're listening to this, I bet you can picture my body language. I bet you can picture that I do have a smile on my face, that I am happy. You know, so it's like it comes across in your voice. It comes across when you're talking on the phone or you're posting something, even on social media. That happiness and that smile can actually come across in what you write and how you write. So even in those emails, the texts that you send, that smile can really translate across the airwaves. So smiling is really good. Okay, so number six. Number seven is exercise, eat healthy, and get vitamin D, you know? And being healthy is something that you guys know that I've been trying to work on And I think that it's an ongoing struggle for a lot of us because sometimes life gets busy and hectic. And so the thing that falls to the wayside is our health because we're tired. And so we're just trying to survive. And these last couple of days, I was just extremely exhausted from the flight there and the flight home, the time change. It was a 5-hour time change for me. And so I immediately just felt like I was tired. And here's the deal is that you've got to take care of yourself. So get the rest that you need. I knew that my body was exhausted and I knew I had worked really hard over the days that I was there in Hawaii. So I knew I get really excited. Obviously, you guys know that I love fundraising. And so meeting new people, having deep conversations with people about their mission and their cause really takes me to another place. And so I'm like, on this high, this energy high. And of course, when you are, you know, not stable and you're at that high for a certain period of time, I typically come crashing down. And so it is hard for me. It usually takes me a couple of days to get back to normal again because of that over extension of energy, you know? So, but this morning I actually just got up and just worked out and got back into my routine again. But having that exercise and eating healthy foods and getting out into the sun really, it does help and it encourages that optimism in your life. Okay, so number 8 is to think positively. So back to last week's episode when I talked about being for something and not against it, we can be for positive thoughts. We can make a decision to think positively. We can think about the glass being half full instead of it being half empty. So we have that natural ability to think positively and find that silver lining in the things that are going on in our world. So just like this hurricane, so easy for me to be like, oh my gosh, it's the end of the world. We're going to get taken over. I mean, like, I don't know. My mind doesn't even go that way. So I just know that as I was getting these phone calls and texts, everybody's like, be safe, take care of yourself. You know, what are you going to do? Get off that island. You know, like, I mean, it was just all these like negative things that I was just like, guys, I'm going to be okay. Like I'm fine. Like I'm safe. And when I looked out my window, I was like, it's beautiful. And I couldn't help but enjoy like the scenery and to go walk to the beach and just see the beauty that was there. And so I was like, don't waste my energy on all this negative talk that I just wanted to shut it down and just get outside and just enjoy the space that I was in, you know? So, but our ability, you know, to really focus on those healthy things are just important. Okay. So number 9 is to stop blaming other people. You know, when things don't go well and things aren't going your way, it's just so easy to start pointing fingers. And if you find that you're having a difficult time raising the funds that you need, you can easily start to say, well, it's because of the economy. Oh, it's because the people that are in our community, they just don't make very much money. Oh, it's because, you know, it's just the season of year. People aren't around right now. They're just not available. And think about all of the things that you could possibly do to blame everything around you instead of just taking ownership and looking at all the wonderful opportunities that you have. Okay, so if somebody is, you know, if the economy is tough, you know that people are, there's always people who are doing well, no matter what the economy looks like. There's always people who are focused on the positive things when other people are thinking about the negative. So if you are becoming an unshakable optimist, think about all the other unshakable optimists that you can surround yourself with. Think about all the donors who are unshakable optimists. Those are the people that I want to surround myself with. So you're going to be drawn in and you're going to not only attract those people to you, but you're going to be attracted to them as well because you're going to see that. So avoid the blame game and focus on what you can control. Don't focus on the things that you can't and just get to work. You know, we have to be disciplined in the work that we do and focus on what we can control, not things that we can't. Okay. And number 10 is the past is not the blueprint for your future. So just because things didn't necessarily go your way in the past does not mean that that's what's going to happen in the future. So, I mean, I'm the youngest of 7. I grew up in a, you know, in a not so wealthy environment. Most of my, you know, elementary, high school days. I lived in an apartment. I shared a bedroom with my sister. We didn't have much. We lived on very little. My parents actually worked and cleaned the apartments that we lived in, the apartment we lived in and one other one, so that we could have reduced rent in our facility, you know, to live where we lived. So I was always a bit embarrassed by the place that we lived in, but I always surrounded myself with other people who were doing better. Like my best friends always, I mean, like they were the ones going on vacations. They were the ones that were, you know, had the nice clothes and the, you know, drove great cars. And, you know, my best friend had a convertible. She had a swimming pool. She always let me borrow her clothes. And I just always loved being surrounded by that because I was like, there's no reason why I have to surround myself with people who are in that poverty mindset. I could absolutely create whatever future that I wanted for myself. And I do believe that because I just, I don't know, I see it in so many people and I watch how they live their lives and they're doing these 10 things. And so my past is not my future. What happened in the past does not tell me what's going to happen in the future. So if you've been struggling raising funds for your cause or for your personal budget, that does not mean that that's what's going to happen in the next couple of years. So we have to be focused on the positive, the optimism, the things that we can control, surround ourselves with the right people, add gratitude into our lives, be thankful for every single dollar that comes in, and don't assume when you're having a conversation with somebody that it's going to turn into a financial contribution. That is the one thing that I have really moved towards, not only in my fundraising, but just in my life, is that I don't want strings to be attached to anything. So when I'm talking to somebody, I want to genuinely be talking to them because I want to hear what they have to say. I want to enjoy this conversation with them. And I'm always so blown away by how amazing they are. So one of the individuals that I got to spend some time with while I was in Hawaii, her name is Princess. And Princess, ugh, I just like my heart wells up with joy just for the fact that I got to spend a day with her on the island. And she's Hawaiian, so she actually showed me around. I was looking at the homelessness in that on that island. And she was born and raised there. And so she was showing me all the, you know, kind of just the behind the scenes stuff that tourists aren't going to see and aren't going to know. But her heart and her joy to help the homeless of Hawaii was just like overflowing from her. And I loved every second of our conversation. And before I left, I was just like, oh my gosh, we are connected. And I don't care what happens. I don't care, like, you know, anything. I don't have any attachment to what she can offer me. My whole thing is that I'm like, you brought such joy to my life. And I enjoyed that conversation so much. And she was just so open to share her story. And of course I was as well, because I love doing that. So anyways, I just think that we have to walk into every conversation, being willing to serve and just enjoy the moment. And, I think that that's what really creates that unshakable optimism in us. So the reason why, you know, I said that we want to have optimism, this unshakable optimism, is because obviously we're going to be healthier people. We're going to be better, you know, better at what we do in every facet of our jobs. But I think in the end, the ultimate thing that I want to see happen is that I want you to be eager to learn more. And unshakable optimists are eager to learn. They're teachable, they're coachable, they want to learn more. They also want to try more things. So they're willing to try things that maybe others aren't willing to try because it might be hard, it might not work. And so we may have to try fundraisers and try things that may or may not be successful. And we have to be willing just to say, you know what, we're going to try it because what if it is? You know, what if this turns out to be the best fundraiser for our cause? What if we meet somebody who then can open up a door to the next person and then to the next person? And now all of a sudden we have these new people who are a part of our cause that we had just never envisioned before. So as an unshakable optimist, you're gonna learn new things, you're gonna try new things. And the thing is that you're gonna be persistent. You're not going to want to give up. And that is really the key to the success that you're going to find for your cause. This was the thing for me, is that I was persistent. I was going to raise $1 million. I didn't care. I didn't care what it was going to take. And there was a lot of things that didn't work. And there were things that failed miserably. But you know what? Nobody could see those miserable failures, because all they could see was our success, because they didn't know. They didn't know that we tried all those other things that didn't work. So that's for you too, is that it's like you've got to knock on every door, and some of them are going to open and some of them won't. But the ones that open are going to be like, they're going to be mind blowing to you, because you're going to be like, I never anticipated that that was going to be the door that opened. If you talk to anybody who is a part of a nonprofit, a part of a charity, I mean, I'm sure you all have experienced this to some extent, unless this is just the beginning of your journey. But we always, this is just crazy to me, is that I always find that the people who give to our cause are the ones that I never would have anticipated that they would have given. Like, they're not the ones that I heavily pursued. They were the ones that flew under the radar. I didn't even know that they had the ability to give like they did. And then they just kind of came out of the blue, and I'm like, where did that come from? And so for me to be, go through these things that we've been talking about, being grateful, being willing to share your story with other people, being able to forgive, being a good listener, turning envy and jealousy into energy, smiling more, exercising, eating healthy and getting sun, getting that vitamin D, thinking positively and not blaming others, and then really looking to the future in a new positive way. All those things play such a huge factor in the optimism that you can create for yourself and for your life. And so I am a huge proponent of the fact that I want you to have everything that you dream of. And so if you are right now dreaming of this astronomical number that just seems so out of reach when it comes to raising support, I want you to know that it is so attainable, because I've seen it. I've watched it over and over and over again, and I feel like we are the only ones who are stopping ourselves from getting whatever we want. And so if you believe that it's possible to raise that kind of money for your cause, it will absolutely come to life. I'm obviously a believer. I'm a Christian, and I believe that if we can believe it, we can achieve it, and I love Napoleon Hill. Think and Grow Rich is one of my favorite books. And, his common statement is, whatever you can believe and conceive, you can achieve. And so that's the whole deal, is that there are so many things that we can accomplish, but we are the only ones that are stopping ourselves from seeing that happen. So today I want to encourage you to be an unshakable optimist. If you naturally lean towards pessimism, I need you to surround yourself with positive people. And I think that may be why you listen to this podcast, is that you enjoy being around another positive person. So I'm going to deliver that to you every single week. I'm going to make sure that I bring positive, I'm going to encourage you along the way, because I believe that we need that in our lives. So today I want you to take a moment to just pause. And I want you to think about the things that we've talked about today, and how can you be for optimism? Just like last week, what are you for? Not what are you against? The power of being for something. How can you be for optimism? What sorts of things are you going to have to start to tell yourself in order to be for optimism? So we're going to start to focus our attention, just like whenever you put focus on something, it just becomes so much more, bright. I just went to Hawaii for the first time ever, and I'm sitting watching TV. I love the Cardinals. And all of a sudden, Colton Wong, one of the players for the Cardinals, starts talking about his Hawaiian family. He's wearing a Hawaii shirt on the side. They all got to wear these patches on the side of their jerseys that said, like, who is their motivation, who helped them. And on his sleeve, he had Ohana, which means family. And so it was like, it was just crazy, because all of a sudden it was like all this Hawaii stuff was just so profound to me, because I had created this now new focus. Like, I know something about Hawaii that I never knew before. And so just like you guys, once you start to visualize something, you guys know what your patient, what the people that you serve are going through. So you're extra alert and focused to it, whereas the rest of the population isn't. So it is your job to start to make them aware of what's going on. And the only way to do that is that you create this optimism and you create an environment where people really are attracted to what it is that you're doing. So I love you guys, and I appreciate you listening in today and taking the time to just hear about how you can be an unshakable optimist, because we need more optimism in our world, don't we? So today, go out there, be optimistic, make a choice for it. And I'd love for you guys to write a review on the podcast. If you've been listening for a few weeks, a few months, if you've been listening for the last couple or year and a half, as long as I've been doing this, please take the time to write a review on whatever, you know, medium that you're listening to this on. I just think that it makes such a difference when people search fundraising and they search to try and find something to learn about how they can be a better fundraiser. I hope that they would find this, and I hope that that's how you found the podcast as well. Or maybe a friend told you about the podcast. So maybe that's something that you can do, is you can share this episode with somebody who may be a little bit down when it comes to their fundraising. So please pass the word along, write a review. And of course, if you're not a part of the Fundraising Freedom Tribe, join us on Facebook, type in Fundraising Freedom Tribe, and we will welcome you into the group. So thanks again for listening. And I look forward to seeing you same time, same place, right here on the Mary Valone Show. So have a great week. Go change the world one volunteer and $1 at a time.